No, this is a breaking news, or maybe it's not a breaking news. I don't know. It's broken news.
Yeah.
Well, make the Tribune or whatever
Well,
they
Dan
call it.
Dorfman put it out there.
Well, obviously, did Dan find it out? Was it a press release from the city
He talked to
that
some of
the
the
alderman
coppers.
resigned, or what?
There was
Because
some. It
somebody the time to Dorfman.
it's Dorfman has the most information on it so far, and he
There we
had some
go.
people speaking on anonymity about what happened.
Oh, it's journalists. That's how journalists work, man.
Here, you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it if
Lake
you want.
Yeah, I've not seen it yet, so yes, I would. Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, I resigned for personal reasons. So if
Ah,
nothing
okay.
happened, you don't resign. City police confirmed they are investigating a recent situation involving mealing at the downtown Starbucks, 600 block of Western Avenue. We interviewed the alleged victim and at least one witness, Deputy Chief Rob Copeland said. Copeland said he could not confirm nor deny the investigation involves photos allegedly taken by Mealing. He added that no charges had been filed in the case. Attempts to reach Mealing Wednesday were unsuccessful. Huh.
Yeah,
So,
I don't. Yeah, I don't
not
know
good.
to know much about the law in this field. Generally, you can take photographs in a public place, and I would guess that Starbucks is a public place. But on the other hand, if it's for prurient or other improper reasons, there may be some additional crime that I'm just not familiar with. Thank God.
Well.
Yeah, I think I do believe they've updated laws about this, about these creep photos, if that's what this is.
If that's what
If it's what it is, and again, this is,
we don't know,
but
no, we weren't there.
we don't know. Allegedly, this is what we have. You on it's Rick. Pete's wear the neon sign, and you're gonna wear the neon allegedly sign that flashes during this. But
All I know
obviously,
is if
something
nothing
prompted a
happened, why do you
resignation.
resign? You know,
That would be a good
Question.
question. Yeah, Joe, I'm afraid you're all broken up, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I like your face like that. That's good.
Oh, all right. Well,
Not
I'm in a car.
a good look.
You know,
No,
you shouldn't be
no,
driving in a car doing a podcast, Joe.
I'm not
no.
driving. I'm pulled
As your
over. I'm part.
counsel, you're not in a car. You're not
My gear is in my gear shift is in park for the record.
in a
I
car. All
am
right.
pulled over safely. I'm not on a road. I'm in a parking lot.
So I guess Randy's got to find another alderman in interim.
Yeah, that's the bigger
I'm in
question
first
because
ward. Some of
you're in
the
for hey, put
board.
your name in. Did they take
I get
applications?
along with Wisha. Yeah.
Think you'd have to give up the podcast if you
Maybe
got.
Wisha could tell, you know, nobody can talk to you. Don't talk to Pete Jansen.
You can't talk to yourself. Pete's been talking to himself for years, but that's another
Yeah,
story.
doesn't bother him.
So, how does this reflect on the caucus?
Well, you know, I'm, you know, obviously they do a due diligence. I have no idea.
I don't know how they would figure that
I've
out unless,
never heard of them. I frankly have not heard of them before this, so I don't know.
you know, I mean, it's certainly there's a phrase we use in politics. Tactics.
Wait, what's this
You know
phrase again,
about
Joe?
it.
Because I really like looking up your
Looking up.
nose for a long time.
All right. Let me follow my
Hey,
chat.
time
How's
to
that?
trim the nose hairs. As my wife always
You're
tells
probably
me,
doing
you
this in
know,
a car. I
I
took
did do it
it
in the
like
car,
you. I took a whole
driving.
shot of my car. You want me to take the background off? Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
No,
I don't
this
know.
is perfect. This is our production quality.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So I, you know, the caucus, they're having a tough stretch here. And
Well,
Randy,
I mean, he just
yes.
got elected, right?
Yeah.
Was he a
Yeah, he
new
was.
alderman that just got
Yeah.
sworn in, right?
Yeah. We
Yeah,
saw him.
pretty short term. Yeah, I mean, look, unless there's more that happened before the election, you really can't hang this one out on the caucus. I mean, the guy went and did this,
Yeah.
and unless he was doing it before and there were records of him doing it before,
Right. How
um,
would anybody know
you
about
know, I
this?
mean, look, and this is all if what happened, ha we what we think happened, happened, it's
Alleged.
awful, and there should be consequences. And I hope the state's attorney prosecutes, because we have a soft on crime state's attorney here in Lake County, Eric Reinhart, Kim Fox Jr., I refer to him as. But this is a bad thing. Like I said, I unfortunately had to deal with this as a manager with an employee that used to work for us in my day job and was fired for this in the sense of several years ago in doing this in stores.
I don't know that this was a crime.
Well, but again, elected officials are held to higher standards than private citizens.
Correct.
And it doesn't have to be a crime to be bad. Right. I mean, there's the courts, and then there's the court of public opinion.
I'm going to guess that
the people that lead this city found out about it and said to him, you need to resign. And if that's what happened, that's exactly what should have happened.
That's the system working as it should work.
Rick, you're the attorney here, and I'm going to speak to the 90% of what I heard. Not that I know what I heard, okay? Alderman or ex-alderman's taking pictures in Starbucks. Girl sees a picture being taken of her, complains to her boyfriend. Boyfriend stands up, says, hey, dude, give me that phone, takes the phone, calls the cops, and here we are. And they're investigating. That's what I heard.
I have no idea if it's a violation of law or not.
I don't know. But that's what I heard.
I think it is. I think they were talking about creating laws like this because, unfortunately, with smartphones,
like doing a Zoom call in the car,
we're doing.
It's not that bad.
It's a different thing. I'm not moving, so I'm not endangering anyone's safety. But this is seriously. I mean, this is bad. If what allegedly happened, I mean, if that was your daughter, you'd be.
Oh yeah,
I would do more than just take the phone.
Yeah,
I would have done more than just take the phone if that was my wife or daughter. So again, allegedly, and obviously, people are innocent until proven guilty.
We don't know whether the police were called, and we don't know whether any charges were filed.
I heard the police were called, and they're trying to piece things together.
When did this take place?
Allegedly earlier in the week, I believe, or Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay, that would be yesterday.
Pretty fast.
That would be yesterday.
And he resigned that day. That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Emails quick, you know. And
it must have happened before Wednesday.
I think it certainly was the right decision to make. You know, you don't want to. But this is. It certainly does not look good. I don't know.
No, you know what? Yeah. Hey, guys, this happened way before Wednesday.
Unless there was some prior criminal charges or something in the public record that the caucus would be aware of.
This must have happened last week or over the weekend because he wasn't at the city council meeting.
Yeah, that's a good point. He was not at the city council meeting.
So
maybe it happened last week.
So who knows? That's what. It's breaking news. You're going to have a new Ward 1 alderman.
Yes.
It could possibly be Pete Janssens.
I think definitely we need to start the Pete Janssens for city council bandwagon right
start
now.
Start cranking them lawn signs.
I want you and Jason, I want you to oversee Jason Wickham. I like this idea.
Pete, you only need one lawn sign. It goes in Mayor Tax Yard.
It's a billboard.
That is true.
There's only one voter in this election. It's the mayor.
Well, we are sorry for this incident. We try not to make
the mayor. I hope this young lady. I feel bad for the young lady involved. This is.
I do think that the mayor nominates, but the board has to, the rest of the council has to confirm this.
True.
So I mean, it actually is a little bit more than just mayor.
Yeah. But I am sure there's at least some collaboration and discussion before he makes a nomination.
I would expect
just
that.
A guess.
This is your breaking news alert. That is probably 90% right.
90%.
We're not saying Dan Dorfman's got kudos to Dan.
Yes.
A lot of crap. He broke it. I don't know how we missed it this morning, Joe. I guess we're getting old in our.
You got to get better Google News searches, my man.
I'm in Arizona. It's 2 hours earlier here. I mean, maybe I'll catch it yet.
All right, boys.
All right. Stay tuned.
Stay
this
tuned.
Will be a continued issue.
Do, 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 do.